This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Western allies and Russia traded accusations over Ukraine at the United Nations Security Council on Wednesday. At the Security Council open debate during the annual high-level UN General Assembly, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Russian President Vladimir Putin was betting that the world would cave on its principles if enough suffering was inflicted in Ukraine.
But Ukrainians are not giving up, for they've seen what life would look like if they submit to Russian control.
Officials on both sides say Azerbaijan and Armenian forces have reached a ceasefire agreement to end 2 days of fighting in the separatist Nagorno-Karabakh region that has been a flashpoint for decades. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
An hour after the truce was announced, Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said that the intensity of the hostilities had decreased. Azerbaijani authorities said they had halted the military operation launched a day earlier. Armenia's Pashinyan said his government didn't take part in discussing or negotiating the deal, but has taken note of the decision made by the region's separatist authorities. Pashinyan adds, if peacekeepers in this region had proposed a peace deal, it means they accept the responsibility of ensuring the security of Nagorno-Karabakh Armenians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Haiti and Kenya established diplomatic relations on Wednesday, according to a statement shared on social media platform X by Ariel Henry, Prime Minister of the Caribbean nation. The move comes amid international discussions over the possibility of Kenya leading a United Nations-backed multinational security force to help police fight escalating gang warfare in Haiti. This is VOA News. The Nigerian president, detained since July by the soldiers who deposed him, has petitioned a regional court demanding his release and reinstatement. President Mohamed Bazoum, in an application filed this week, requested an order stating that his detention by Niger's junta infringes on his fundamental rights and that he should be reinstated as the country's democratically elected president. At the recent Africa Climate Summit in Nairobi, Kenya, Nigerian officials said they hope to create millions of jobs and much cleaner air through the country's energy transition plan. The initiative envisions Nigeria moving from the use of firewood and coal to natural gas and other environmentally friendly sources of energy. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
Firewood is the primary source of energy for cooking in homes and many commercial outlets in Nigeria. The country's Statistics Bureau estimates 70% of households depend on it, despite health and environmental concerns, including the release of carbon into the atmosphere. Nigerian officials are trying to change that with government-backed energy transition plans, initiatives that encourage Nigerians to switch from firewood and coal to more eco-friendly energy sources like natural gas. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Americans will be able to order free COVID-19 tests again through the mail. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Biden administration says it's providing $600 million in funding to produce new at-home tests and restarting the website where they can be ordered. Each household can get 4 free at covidtests.gov starting Monday. The move is aimed at preventing potential test shortages if virus cases rise, as they typically have during colder months. The tests are designed to detect currently circulating variants and are intended for use by year's end. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Emmanuel Macron on Wednesday hosted King Charles III for a glittering banquet at France's formal residence of the Palace of Versailles as the British monarch kicked off a 3-day state visit aimed at showing the underlying strength of cross-channel ties even after Brexit. The visit, which was rescheduled from March due to the violent protests against pension reform that rocked France at the time, also aims to showcase Charles's stature as a statesman just over a year after the death of his mother and predecessor Queen Elizabeth II. Find more online on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.